we'll see different models as we go along. Because if we don't watch it, role-playing games is going to be kind of an exquisite corpse.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Found on a blog called To RPG or Not to RPG, That Is the Question. In it, it was a quick little blurb, a thought from the poster of the main guy. He said he was thinking about role-playing games, and he thought of them as a type of exquisite corpse. I'd never heard of that, but it sounded pretty cool. So I was a little hop over to Wikipedia, and exquisite corpse is where you take a collection of words or images and bring them together, and the result is something composed in sequence. Like there was a game. It was originally created by the Surrealists in 1925, and it was like a parlor game where people would write something on a piece of paper, fold it to conceal the writing, and then pass it to the next person, and they would use that to build something. And there are so many story games and even regular just role-playing games all together that have that feel of people adding together to the story. Sorry, I over-talked that, but that was just so exciting.
No, that was good. That's cool. Yeah, so we'll definitely want to send people over to that blog post and maybe learn a little bit about that, because, yeah, that is weird. Exquisite corpse.
What I thought was interesting was not only did he talk about it being like similar to Exquisite Corpse, but also improv theater, which, you know, for me was like one of the great things about Durham 3's podcast was listening to them talking about their experiences in improv theater, and that really just clicked with me about gaming. And he also talks about creative writing as well, correct?
Yeah. Well, he linked to a post. It's kind of a neat little exquisite corpse of its own, where he said this links really well to a blog called Ideas by David Friedman, where he talked about role-playing games considered as a type of creative writing course. Corpse. Corpse course? Of course. It's so a type of creative writing course. Not a speaking course, luckily.
I always thought of like really frustrated dungeon masters and GMs, people that kind of railroad adventures, as being frustrated writers.
Yeah, but you also think of those players with those 10-page backstories. I mean,
sure, yeah.
One of the things that Friedman talked about was the idea of unschooling, you know, education that takes the form of doing things that you want to do, learning stuff that interests you rather than learning from a book. And I think it really applies. There's a lot of online RPG stuff, a lot of writing. These mega dungeons, man, that is creative writing out the yin-yang, and it has nothing to do with anything in a college course.
Yeah.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic...